Arnold Schwarzenegger wraps up his California bus tour today in the state capital, Sacramento. Yesterday, the so-called California Comeback Express carried the candidate up Highway 99 through the state Central Valley. It's a region known for bountiful agricultural production, but often overshadowed by California's more glamorous urban centers. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's caravan of buses drove past fruit orchards and housing subdivisions as the campaign made its way to the first stop of the day, a farm on the outskirts of the Fresno County town of Clovis.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the wonderful welcome. It's great to be here in Fresno. And it was great. Love the city.
Schwarzenegger stood on a stage stacked with farm goods. His 10-minute stump speech was full of movie references, but didn't include a single mention of the region's most prominent industry, agriculture.
Hasta la vista, Davis hats. Only $5. One of a kind.
Outside the event, vendors sold hats, T-shirts, and buttons to giddy supporters. Cattle rancher Hal Stainbrook says under Governor Gray Davis, farmers in California have been hurt by increased environmental regulations and high energy prices. Schwarzenegger hardly touched on these concerns in his speech, but that doesn't faze Stainbrook, who says he's definitely going to vote for him.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit more, but the biggest thing I heard is he wants to cut spending, and that's the most important thing that needs to be done right now, and that'll help everything.
This was Schwarzenegger's third visit to the Valley. This is friendly territory for the candidate, where voter registration leans heavily Republican and where conservative ideologies seem to dominate much more than politics.
Buenas tardes. Son las 12 del mediodía y a esta hora les informamos en la mexicana KGST.
Stella Romo is the news director for Fresno's Spanish-language news and sports AM radio station. Latinos make up 44% of residents in Fresno County, but a much smaller proportion of registered voters. Romo says listeners often call in to talk about a range of topics, including the recall. She says many of her listeners feel left out of the process, worried that their votes won't count.
A lot of people are not working. There's no jobs. There's the highest number of people that don't have education. They feel that there's nothing good coming out of this, the recall.
Talk of the recall and possible replacement candidates has also made its way to this North Fresno soccer field where about half a dozen teams are practicing. Gina Paul cheers on her 8-year-old son as his team plays in a scrimmage. She says she's going to vote for Schwarzenegger, despite nagging allegations of sexual harassment, because she thinks he can win.
Different is better. No matter what it is, different is better. There are a lot of things that have been done in the last administrations that have really hurt us. So I'd like to see a change.
Greater Fresno Area Chamber of Commerce Chairman Larry Johansson says a new governor may just be what the Valley needs. Counties here struggle with unemployment rates consistently at double and triple the state average.
We're needing help. And if the recall passes and we have a new governor, we're going to be looking for help.
Several hours after the Schwarzenegger buses left town, Governor Gray Davis stopped by as part of his statewide fly-around campaign. It was an invitation-only event on an Air National Guard base. Davis's speech didn't include the word recall. He focused strictly on issues related to the military. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno.